Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Plenty to get to on the show. Albert Breer coming up at 5:20. We'll get his thoughts on the NFL's big case against the NFL with collusion. The NBA drafts this week. We got to figure out, are the Cavs going big game hunting? Oh, yeah. The Guardians have won two straight series, looking to make it three straight series. And we got the perfect guy to talk about it right now. So we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to welcome on Cleveland's own of college basketball on Fox. He's got you covered with the NBA draft this week as he continues to dominate basketball coverage, college and otherwise. The great John Fanta joins us. John, welcome to the show, sir.
I am quite literally crossing the Brooklyn Bridge as you guys introduce me. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but here I go, coming to you guys right from the expressway into Brooklyn as we speak. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
John, aren't you so glad we panicked a week ago and traded Jose Ramirez for his own good?
Yeah. Did I miss the funeral mass on Saturday morning? Did Ken Carmen have the first reading or the second reading? I'm only kidding. I must have missed the Guardians' funeral mass. No, we did talk a week ago, and that seemed to pick up some traction a little bit of hey, let's take a deep breath. Look, I think there's frustration from people that is just a little bit much for my taste. I'm not going to talk to people about how they should, you know, be fans, because I don't think that's you know, in our place. That being said, like, if this is the worst the Guardians are going to be, quote, worst, where you disagree with some of the decisions that they make. And frankly, I think that when you've got some of the kids doing what they're doing in AAA, like, I want to see Chase DeLauter play. I do. I'm ready to watch him play. I want to see him at the big league level. But if this is the worst that it's going to be, guys, that's why I went on that rant, because, like, you're not the Pirates. You're not the White Sox. And, yes, we have stronger aspirations than that, the strongest being you want to end a drought that's lasted since 1948. Does this team look like they're going to end that drought? No, they don't. But there's something to be said about, you know, making the playoffs and being in the mix. And I think a lot of people are like, well, they made the ALCS, so now it's time to go for it. I mean, I understand that line of thinking, but what exactly did you want them to do in the offseason? And if it's, well, I wish we had the money to pay a Juan Soto. Like, what realistically did you want to see? There weren't a ton of options for them. I mean, what, Anthony Santander? There weren't a ton of options for them in the offseason to significantly improve their roster. I wish they had done maybe something else than what they did, but, like, baseball is hard because it is a marathon. And I just think sometimes it's never as bad as you think it's going. It also sometimes is never as great as it might be going. But they're in the mix. This week's going to tell us a lot. This is a huge series against Toronto. But you know what? It's late June and they're in the picture. And if you're going to be upset or disgruntled by them, there's a difference between being upset about a decision they make or not seeing the kids or maybe a line of thinking from Stephen Vogt versus just saying the season's cooked, it's over. Baseball's too long of a sport to do that for and with.
Yeah, no doubt about that, John. But now it gets us excited to think about some of these prospects. Why is it you think that DeLauter, Kafis, either one of them, aren't up right now?
Well, I think that the Guardians are wrestling with a guy like Lane Thomas. And, you know, positionally it's different, but a guy like David Fry, you're wrestling with, hey, we know the subject matter and what it can deliver versus what it actually is delivering in reality. Now, Nolan Jones is also part of this because Jones, the last month, has hit over 300, has been good. If Nolan Jones is putting some good swings on the baseball, fellas. Like, he is starting to turn a corner, I think. I think. And I think he could be an X factor to the remainder of the season. I think he is one. But I think that it's one of those things where, you know, they are steadfast and stubborn sometimes to a fault, where they went as far as they did last year, and they went and got Carlos Santana back in the organization. As much as Carlos has produced some good things this season, for the roster and for the future, meaning being able to play these guys, like I do think Manzardo's development has been hurt because of shuffling the deck and when you platoon to the degree that they are, and oh, he only can hit against righties, even though he did hit against a lefty over the weekend. Like, it's watching him up there at the plate, sometimes it feels like he's got it, other times it feels like he's totally lost. So, but I can't blame him for that because of how much variation there is in terms of facing a right-handed pitcher or a left-handed pitcher. I think that they just have some clunkiness to their roster right now, and as a result, it's combined with the fact that, you know, they're a little bit stubborn and, okay, this is going to happen. I heard over the weekend the broadcast crew, and it's nothing against them. They just said, you know, that this is what they were getting from the coaching staff, that Fry and Thomas are basically in spring training still when it comes to at-bat reps. Well, that's all nice and all, but guess what? This team's in a race. They're in a race against time. Are they going to buy? Are they going to sell? What are they going to do? We're not in a zone where we can just afford spring training at-bats. We're in the regular season. We're in the meat of the season. It's now or never. And to me, your lineup couldn't be any worse than it's going right now. This team is 31-7 when they score four runs. I mean, at a certain point, you got to say, hey, if we provide a little bit of offense for this pitching, because now Ciccone, Luis Ortiz, they're giving you they've been steady here in recent weeks. And if Gavin Williams can just command the strike zone a little bit better, that rotation has figured some things out. The lineup needs a boost. You have options. I'm not saying that they're going to solve the world's problems, but to me, it's stubbornness. And I would say at some point, Chris Antonetti, you got to pull the trigger here and make a move.
John Fanta on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Moving to the Cavaliers, they were in the mix for Kevin Durant, whatever that means. And it does sound like a lot of people believe the Cavs are going big name hunting, max level player, maybe sacrificing Darius and Jared for a single player. So if they are going big name hunting, is there one player specifically you think would fit what they need and would just be perfect to take the Cavs to the next level?
Well, I'm in favor of if you can get Giannis, I think you do. I mean, to me, he is otherworldly. He just does so many things well. You can't stop him at the rim. That would only open up Donovan. They're not the same player. They're different players. I think it would put Donovan at ease because Giannis has a ring. He's been in the big moment. Not to say Donovan can't, but Donovan still has never been to a conference finals. And I actually think it's a little bit unfair to Donovan at times because I think as much as he hasn't been there, I also haven't loved who he's playing with. And you guys, we've discussed that ad nauseum on this show of how I think the pieces fit. To me, I say Giannis, I wouldn't, for the record, I wouldn't touch Kevin Durant with a 100-foot long pole. Like, I know that Houston got him, and good for them. I understand why they did it, and I thought they didn't give up too much. Like, I was surprised that Phoenix ultimately did this deal. I thought Phoenix could have gotten more, and I know people were like, well, the offer from Miami wasn't great. Okay, figure something else out. Like, I don't think it's the best first step for Brian Gregory, even though he wanted to get rid of him in Phoenix. But to me, Durant, when was the last time Durant was part of championship basketball? He struggles with health. He causes some headaches. He's over the hill. He is past his prime. He is. Anybody saying otherwise, you're not watching basketball. You're stuck in 2018. So I think Giannis would be my answer to this, guys. I think that the Cavaliers have to go big name hunting. The urgency should be high because it's now. The championship window is now. And don't tell me it's open for 3 or 4 years. It's open right now. We don't know what it's going to look like in a year or two. Here's what we do know. We know that Brad Stevens is strategizing for the Boston Celtics' future as we speak. We know that the New York Knicks while they don't have a coach.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coach already made a move last year for Mikal Bridges. They're not afraid to go big name or do something outside of the box. Detroit and Orlando are lurking. I'm not saying they're ready to contend for an Eastern Conference title, but their plans next year are to be healthy and very, very, very good. The Cavaliers cannot stand pat. They have to go big game, big name hunting, and Giannis would be my call.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like, I mean, you have Giannis, Mobley, and Donovan on a team. Shut it down, John. Like, that would be, that's all you need. And I give Kobe all
the championship.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And so in that thinking, though, I've always given Kobe credit with making the Donovan move. I know he's willing to push the chips in the middle of the table, and I know he's willing to be aggressive.
Absolutely. Kobe Altman, look, no general manager is perfect. But Kobe Altman is a very good GM. I know it's not his form. I know Mike Gandy's formal general manager. Kobe Altman's a very good decision maker, and has, to his credit, he and the organization were able to record the second best, you know, extension in the history of the organization when Donovan Mitchell said, "I want to be in Cleveland. I want to be here." He made that move, and that move was going to be judged by how would it work out then, and would there ever be a case where it would work out later? When that move was made, what was the instant reaction from everybody outside of Cleveland? Oh, this will be a stopgap, and then he'll play in New York. They were all wrong. I don't hear any of those people talking now. So, I know he's not afraid, and this is why Dan Gilbert, like, he ain't afraid either. He wants to win a title. And that's been the Cavaliers' objective. That is their objective, just because they won one in 2016. You know, sometimes it takes organizations years to then be able to recover when you look at some of the roster cycling the Cavs have had over the last 15, 16 years. That's not the case for the Cleveland Cavaliers because they're committed to winning and they have the right types of people. I just think that in this instance, you're right. Kobe's not afraid to go big name hunting. And I also would say, like, if it's floated out there that Darius Garland was going to be on the table, like, does anybody ever think this is now back-to-back off seasons where Garland's name's been thrown out there? I know Garland's going to be fine when push comes to shove if he's still in the wine and gold for training camp. But there's also a part of me that's like, if where there's smoke, there's fire. And if this continues to get talked about, clearly they're trying to figure something out. You do wonder, like, you bring back that core four. Is everybody mentally engaged? Is everything just all good? Because now you're actively engaging in talks to deal out of the core four. Clearly, the Cavaliers, for the right price, are willing to break up the core four. That is no longer a question in my mind.
John Fanta on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. John, we know you got you're all over NBA draft coverage this week. If the Cavs do find their way, somehow, I mean, maybe it's a trade with one of their core four, maybe it's somewhere. If they find their way into a first round pick, what are some of the names you think fit what they want to do going forward?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, guys, because I think for the Cavs, like if they were looking to get a front court piece that maybe helps them a little in the now, but then down the road, this is a draft that's going to be very guard heavy out of the gates. You know, there's a couple of unique names. One is Derek Queen out of Maryland. He's kind of a throwback, but he plays a unique style. The game slows down for him. Ryan Kalkbrenner is somebody at the tail end of the first round that if the Cavs were to move into the first round, it's a guy who won the Big East Defensive Player of the Year four times. Only he and Patrick Ewing can say that. Kalkbrenner, to me, is a valuable asset down the road in the first round. Look, I think when you think about guards that could be in like the teens into the 20s if they were to dive into something, I mean, Walter Clayton, the national champion from Florida, was an absolute bucket. Miami's been rumored to be pursuing Clayton. The Cavaliers would have to trade up to, you know, around the 18 to 22 range to have a shot at somebody like him. I also think Jace Richardson out of Michigan State is a guy who's a one-and-done prospect who's really bouncy, really athletic, good playmaker, somebody else that could supplement things in that backcourt. Neek Clifford out of Colorado State is another one. 5 points per game a couple years ago, now a veteran guard. He's ready to help an NBA team. He's not a one-and-done guy. I think if you're the Cavs, you're going to try to – if you're going to dive into things, unless you really like somebody's upside and want to just groom someone, I think you want to plug and play a little bit. And in the back half of this first round, I think this is as compelling an NBA draft as we've seen in several years. Why? 12 or 13 of the top 14 picks, so the lottery picks, are going to be one-and-done freshmen. Right now, that's not Cleveland's territory in all likelihood, because there's other teams that have more assets that can move up. You know, the Brooklyn Nets have 5 of the top 36 picks. The Thunder are rumored to be trying to move up. They have 15 and 24 in this. The Pelicans have multiple first rounders. The Grizzlies are getting rumored as well. But if the Cavs were to get into the back end of the first round, there is talent. This is not a weak draft class. I think this is a very strong draft class in the back end of this first round. So I would be intrigued to see, you know, Will Riley come to mind out of Illinois. He's got a lot of upside. There are options for the Cavaliers to get either a backcourt supplemental piece or to maybe get a big man who's fallen a little bit. Thomas Sorber out of Georgetown's another guy who I think is picking up some sleeper looks right now. And my point is, if you were to trade back into the first round, it's a good draft to do that. There's real value. The question is then you're paying a salary that deals with the second apron and whatnot. So that's where I don't see the Cavs trading into the first round. Maybe they see something on night two that intrigues them. But I'm looking at teams the last couple of picks that are dealing with some money issues that are like, how do I get out of this 27th pick and get to the 33rd pick? Because there's a difference of a couple million dollars. And as you guys know right now, for those who don't, with this NBA second apron situation, everybody's in a race to beat July 1st. You're trying to manage your dollars as much as possible. It's why Drew Holiday is now a Portland Trailblazer.
John, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy the draft this week, and we'll catch up next week when I'm sure half Cleveland will have the Guardians in the World Series.
Thanks, fellas. Yeah. Always fun. Hopefully they can take two or three from Toronto. That'd be good.
John Fanta, Cleveland Zone, college basketball on Fox, all over NBA draft coverage this week on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Gave us plenty to react to, which we'll do in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.